This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by Audible and Amazon. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, click the Amazon banner, and any purchases you make will directly support our show.
You can also go to surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon, and it will automatically forward you to Amazon with all of our stuff entered.
For those that don't know who that is, that's our special guest host this week. Seth Rogen is in the studio with us.
This is not Seth Rogen.
Gosh, you sound a lot like him.
Yeah, that's apparently an ongoing thing we keep hearing about in our email. I sound like Seth Rogen.
It's very, very, very
Eric
good.
This week decides he's going to make his own little ha-ha funny meme, puts it up on the Facebook of me and Seth Rogen next to each other, which doesn't even make sense to me because it's not that we look alike, so we sound alike.
Yeah, but it was so great.
we got a lot of ha-has from our Facebook friends, so
yeah,
thanks
everybody
for that
loved meme. It. Everyone loved it. Well, we are back for the second part this week on secret societies.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We do our own sound effects here, folks.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. We don't have a soundboard.
We could easily have a soundboard. We just never really thought we needed one.
Yeah.
What would we put on it? Spooky sounds?
Yeah. And like, you know, that.
Like the rim shot.
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
That'd be a good one to have, you know, because we always make little just.
Yeah, but boy, we'd be running constantly. I mean,
we really need a guy who just sits over there and does shit for us.
Yeah. That's what you got me for, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking secret societies. And
are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. That was a joke.
I see. Anyway, talking secret societies, and as we do in a lot of these episodes, we're gonna try to spin in the pop culture part of it.
Yeah, we love pop culture.
I think they know that. We can't stop from making jokes about movies and references and video games and stuff like that. So anyway, this week, pop culture. Freemasons, let's start there.
Secret societies.
This is something I wanted to bring up the whole last episode. Every time we're talking about the Freemasons, you're talking about how they actually did stonework.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where they had their secret society?
Yeah. Well, there was multiples now. There was multiple episodes.
They've had more than one now?
Yes. Are you talking about the one where Homer was in?
Yeah, the Stonecutters.
Okay, yeah, that's Stonecutters. That was a good one. But there was also the one that...
I'm talking about Stonecutters. That's the actual Masonic like takeoff.
There was also a Skull and Bones one in Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's Lois's dad's name? Oh, no, that was Family Guy. I'm sorry. Fucked it all up.
Peter Schmitz?
Yeah, Peter Schmitz was in the Skull and Bones. They recruited Chris Griffin in.
Weird.
Never saw that?
No, why would they take Chris Griffin?
Because his grandpa was Peter Schmitz.
He's possibly the only person dumber than Peter Griffin.
Yeah, George W. Bush.
Come on, man, leave me alone.
It's like, how did you ever get successful, man?
My last name was Bush, and my daddy was a badass.
Yeah.
I don't know that his dad was a badass, but he thinks so. My version of Bush thinks so.
We're talking about the man just a few years ago tried to kill my dad. That's, you know, justification for the Iraq invasion, sorry.
So anyway, Freemasons going on National Treasure. Everybody saw that.
National Treasure was a good movie.
So in your research, did you come up with much about the whole treasure of the Freemasons and which is the basically the treasure of the fucking Knights Templar?
Yeah, the Templar treasure, yeah.
Which they got from King Solomon's castle apparently during the Crusades. Or the
yeah, they
Solomon,
looted all that. That's where that came from.
Right.
Where it is?
Is it real?
Is it real? That's the more important question. Is it real?
I mean, it makes sense that Solomon would have had the largest cache of gold and jewels.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You know, did you hear about that? There's a temple over in India that they've been hoarding like offerings for like 600 years. People would be bringing offerings, and they finally went back in and looked in the vaults. They got something like $60 billion worth of fucking gold
no
and stuff
shit.
And offerings in there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There's also another movie called From Hell.
From Hell. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I ran across it. I remember it came out early 2000s. It was just after I was in high school, a couple years out of high school. It's about a serial killer, right? But it had a lot to do, apparently, with the Freemasons and whatnot. A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of have yous.
Yeah, whatnots.
Johnny Depp was in that movie. So.
Johnny Depp's a great actor.
So if you like Johnny Depp and you like Freemason type of stuff, check that out.
Hey, man, I got a really good movie that deals with this. Is The Skulls.
Yeah, with
Joshua Jackson. And
a lot of people, speaking of people Paul who Walker. I look like, a lot of people used to say I look like Joshua Jackson when I was younger.
No, don't fucking try it.
When I was younger, yeah. A little skinnier.
Sure.
Why don't you shut up?
Yeah, I look like James Vanderbeek, too. You're a regular fucking Dawson's Creek over here. What are you talking about? Are you serious?
You kind of look like the Dawson.
Are you serious?
I haven't been told that.
No, but The Skulls, that was a great movie. It had Coach in it.
It had Coach.
Coach was in it. Yeah, Craig T. Nelson. It was exactly
Paul Walker, the late great Paul Walker,
the late great, yeah, the one, the only. It was exactly like Skull and Bone Society. I mean, everything we've read about it was a prestigious university.
Except they seemed to be a little more serious and didn't have the plunger up the butt.
Well, you know what I really think is, I think that they kind of tried to show what really takes place. Like there, so like
you know, there's a sequel.
Yeah, there's like three of them, I think.
Is there really?
Yeah. So what happens is, like, it's, you know, these kids in these prestigious university, they get tapped or whatever mm-hmm. to join this society called the Skulls, and that's what it is in the movie. It's not Skull and Bones, but Skulls. And so
might as well be, because the little pin they give you is a skull and bones.
It's a skull and bone, yeah. And then, you know, they burn your wrist or whatever, and then put the watch. You're supposed to have the special watch.
I've only seen it like once or twice, but...
It's a pretty good flick, dude. It really is.
Yeah, the kid who's basically poor, they give him like a Ferrari.
So they give you so
he's a friend of like one of the Craig T. Nelson's kid is Paul Walker, right?
Yeah. So that's how they get these political favors from you later in life. See, what they do is they set you up to succeed. They give you, you know, as soon as you're entered into the Skulls, they give you $250,000 check and a fucking classic car. Boom, boom.
I heard it was $15,000, but whatever.
It was $250,000.
Well, okay, in that, but in real life, it's $15,000.
What are you talking?
I heard
they give you that money.
They give you $15,000 right off the bat.
Well, ain't shit.
Well, no, but who knows how long ago they've been doing the 15,000 thing, you know what I mean? It might be $250,000 by now.
Right.
I don't know. But they do give you a big chunk of money.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. But so in the movie, they give you all the money and set you up, get your career going for you, and then later on they come and bump you for favors because, you know, they've set you up, and you can't deny a fellow Skull member is the whole deal. So, you know, that's like the premise of the movie. You have to do the favors for us. So what happens is this kid figures it all out, and he's like, you know, going to try to blow the whistle on it, recording inside their lodge, just exactly like we talked about. They have the tomb of the real Skull and Skull and Bone Society has their headquarters called the tomb. This kid was in there trying to record all the secrets and whatnot. Paul Walker comes in, they have a little scuffle. Kid falls 10 feet, breaks his neck. Paul Walker's dad covers it up, obviously, like any secret, good secret society dad would do.
Right, I would.
I mean, you think HW wouldn't have covered it up for George?
Probably did.
That's probably what the movie was about.
Son of a bitch, we just cracked the case.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, YouTube. Okay, we got a guy here on YouTube actually says his uncle is a Yaley. I don't know what that is.
That's from Yale, a Yaley.
Oh, Yaley, okay.
God damn it, man.
I know, I'm a fool. He wonders if he's in Skull and Bones, and he wants to know if there's a test you can do. I would say asking what he knows about the Skull and Bones. What can you tell me about the Skull and Bones?
He's won like a billion plastic surgery awards.
No way he did that. This guy's funny.
Yeah, anyway, I like this guy.
I would ask him what he knows about it. If he says, well, I can't tell you anything, it's a secret.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you ask him.
Right,
so what about this secret society?
They don't know that we know that's their thing yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you just ask him, hey, man, what can you tell me about this secret society, Skull and Bones? And if he's like, not much, it's a secret, you're like, fuck, he's in it for sure.
For sure.
For sure. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would do.
Thanks, Bougie.
Yeah.
This guy's all over the chat today.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's pretty cool.
Anyway, so what else? Illuminati, you see them in all kinds of pop culture stuff.
That was the second National Treasure, Angels and Demons.
No,
that was Tom Hanks, wasn't it? Gosh damn.
Those two movies,
those two movies like kind of do like remind me of the same.
Well, yeah, but there's no treasure hunting in Angels and Demons. What was the first one called? Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code, yeah, that's right.
So, any which way.
The Illuminati
I wanted to talk about, and I bet you don't know anything about, is from Marvel Comics.
Not
You're a
lot.
Big
no.
comic book guy. No, oh, big I, comic book
Marvel
guy.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're one of those Johnny Come Latelys, huh? Anyway, in the comic books, the Illuminati was a group, just like it is in real life.
Doctor Strange, Reed Richards.
Yeah, you got the list. It's in the.
That's how I know about it. It's so in the show notes.
The Illuminati in the Marvel Universe included Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Doctor Strange, Professor X, and you know several more here in and out. who basically did the exact same thing our Illuminati supposedly does. Behind the scenes, fucking
bent on world domination.
Well, they're a little bit more benevolent because they're the good guys in the Marvel Universe, uh-huh. but that's what they were called. At one point, they kicked fucking the Hulk off the planet. Did you know that? Because he was too much of a danger.
Probably a smart move.
You should watch the movie Planet Hulk. They kick Hulk off the planet. He's like thrashing around inside of his like his space thing they put him in. They were going to send him to an uninhabited planet. That was the plan. You know, go there, Hulk. Be free. Don't you can't screw anything there.
Just break shit. All
but
day.
He ends up screwing something up. He goes through a wormhole or whatever reason. Ends up on this planet where they shoot him with this control chip. And it actually can hurt him because, you know, they're another advanced society. But they put him into, like, almost a Roman gladiator thing, and he beats the crap out of, you know, all their stuff and basically leads a revolution. And it's pretty good stuff.
Really?
But it's a smart Hulk. Well, a Hulk that can talk.
Hulk, yeah.
Because in the comic books, there's many different versions of the Hulk. And
Red Hulk, Gray Hulk.
The Green Hulk could actually access Banner from inside, a part of Banner, you know what I mean?
No, you're wrong. Not the Green Hulk can do that. Green Hulk is all rage and emotion. The Gray Hulk
you're
is
wrong,
the one
sir.
that could act. Are you sure?
At one point, it was true that way. But there's been many different incarnations whenever the Hulk could access the Banner part of him. In the Planet Hulk, he was green and had the Banner access. So, and he also had the most badass fucking armor, too. He had, like, this big sleeve, like a seamless sleeve.
I don't like that because I don't feel like Hulk should have armor. He's Hulk.
He was a gladiator, and he was fighting some of the craziest creatures you've ever seen.
Really?
And you know the Hulk can be injured. He just has a really fast healing rate.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's impervious.
So he's like Wolverine almost. I didn't know
Except
that.
Except he heals real fast. Yeah. Wolverine heals fast, but so does the Hulk.
Yeah, but...
You put him, Deadpool, and Wolverine together, and there's some healing going on.
Yeah, Deadpool's a hell of a healer.
He's one of the ones like Wolverine you can't kill unless you... Well, you can only keep him from coming back after you kill him. You chop their head off, separate it from their body... Why are we going on about this?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with secret societies.
This guy over here is asking if we heard about a secret Pokemon map channel. Oop, wrong channel.
A secret Pokemon map?
Nope, sorry, buddy. We don't know nothing about no Pokemans.
No, yeah.
I've heard of, who was it? Those conspiracy guys did a show about
Pokemon Go. Yeah, they did.
So that's another show like ours.
That's a good conspiracy, the Pokemon Go conspiracy.
I don't know nothing about it. I'm not ready to hear about it.
It's a good one.
So, yeah, Illuminati in the comics is pretty neat.
Well, what about the Freemasons? Are they much into pop culture?
We already talked about them. The Stonecutters, the National Treasure movie, that was the first thing we talked about, you fool.
Yeah, but I think there should be more. We didn't touch on that very much.
Yeah, we did. That was like the first 10 minutes of our talk. Are you mental?
10 minutes out of
Phil, are you mental? We were there. What's wrong with you? So, like,
Hydra.
Hydra. Oh,
Hydra
yeah.
was the... Like, and that's crazy because that is in the movies, they go...
That's a secret.
80 years without being discovered and fully pulling strings, you know what I mean?
Did you watch any of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
No, I wouldn't.
There's a lot of Hydra stuff in that,
too. Was
there? Because it takes place at all the same time as the movies, and there's pretty close tie-ins. Like, the Falcon was in some episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Coulson is in it through the whole time. You remember Agent
Coulson? Yeah, I know Coulson.
He died, supposedly. He did not die.
No.
The story behind that was Fury, or they sent him...
What does it have to do with secret societies?
Oh, God damn it. Well, you brought up Hydra.
Hydra.
It's segged. We seg.
We do random intervals off of the scheduled...
Anyway, I'm going to tell you, they sent him to a place called Tahiti. That's what they told him. But they actually used all kinds of like weird science and kept his brain alive for like a week. It took him, and like apparently it was really, really painful, and it took away his will to live. So they implanted memories in his brain that he was actually in Tahiti.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good. Just pretty good stuff. But they kept him alive by force. Nick Fury did.
Nick Fury?
Yeah, because
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, because he didn't want to lose. And he's in that show, too,
yeah.
from time to time.
I know. You know what he's tired of? These motherfucking superheroes. You know, something. Just motherfuck something.
On this plane.
Yeah. I'm sure if they could allow it on, an ABC show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they could allow fuck, he'd be saying it constantly.
I guess if we're doing comics, League of Shadows, League of Assassins from, you know, DC.
Yeah, the Batman League of Shadows. Like
with Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, yeah, the first movie, Batman Begins.
And the third, really. Just think about it.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen the third Batman movie?
Mm-mm.
You saw Dark Knight, and we're like, okay, I don't need to see the one with Bane.
Yep, it ain't going to be as good.
It wasn't.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But it was his daughter.
That's Ra's a hard act to follow.
Well, since you're not going to watch it, it was Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Oh.
Comes in with Bane.
Qui-Gon?
Yeah, Qui-Gon's daughter. And, you know, basically she's like, I'm going to finish what my dad started. And they pretty much do.
Really?
They mess up Gotham bad.
They did that in the first one.
Well, they take over Gotham for like 6 or 7 months. They lock all the police down in the sewers.
Really?
Wall off the town. Batman's had his back broken.
See, I can't deal with that because we got National Guard. Somebody's going to be called in. You're not taking over a metropolitan city of multiple
but
millions
I'm
of
Bane,
people.
Batman.
No, it doesn't matter.
He sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Does he?
Come on, Batman.
I've never watched it.
You should. It's pretty good.
Never actually. Had much of an interest in old Bane, old Baner.
Legion of Doom in the comics was like it was Lex Luthor's group of supervillains.
Yeah.
So, do you remember in the Justice League cartoon? Did you ever watch that?
Probably a long time ago.
So the Hall of Doom was basically looked like Darth Vader's helmet as a spaceship, and they would always park it for whatever reason in this swamp. So whenever they wanted to go somewhere, they'd show the Hall of Doom, the Darth Vader helmet coming up out of the swamp and flying off.
Really?
It was so goofy.
That's kind of odd.
It was funny though. Okay, how about Spectre? Do you know what Spectre is?
Not really.
Until you look down at
not
the sheet.
Not until I looked at yeah, not
It
really.
Was from all the old James Bond movies, and they're actually, I believe, back in the new movie because it's called Spectre. I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Did you see any of the new Daniel Craig with James Bonds?
Yeah, I saw all, the one, the second, no.
Which ones were there?
There was Casino Royale.
Skyfall, was that one of them?
Skyfall was one of them.
World Not Enough, that was Brosnan.
No, it was, the second one's the one we're missing because we already talked, he was only in four. Casino Royale, and then the one where they stole the water with the green group, the Green Priest group. What the fuck was the name of that one?
Hold on. Casino Royale, Skyfall, Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace, that's right. That was a really good one. That has a secret society in it, too. It's not Spectre, but it's all those
Are
guys.
Are you sure? Because the next movie's moving into what's called Spectre. If you think about it, that's probably what they were building into.
Very well could be, but I'm thinking
See, I'm
about
have
it's
to
all
go
those.
Watch. There's four of those. I didn't like Quantum of Solace. I couldn't get
Quantum
into
of Solace was a good movie, man. Really?
Which one? The one where...
That's where General Cucumbre. Remember?
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got to watch that one. That was good. They stole all the water. They did a military coup. And yeah, dude, it was really good. You didn't see that? Okay, so there's a secret society. And what they do is they're pulling all the strings. And they say, okay, we'll let you overthrow the Bolivian government. And we'll recognize you. And 28 other countries in our thing are ready to recognize your new presidency and government, but all you have to do for us to help you do this overthrow is get all your water from us at this rate. And he's like, fuck that. And he's like, look, if you don't do it, the next guy will. So
we will put a bullet in you
right now. Yes. So basically it was like 100% markup on the water for Bolivia, but it was like, look, do you want to be president or what? Here's what we're going to do. You know? And yeah, but it was a big secret society. They met in this it was a big theater. There was an opera going on, and they all had little individual earpieces, and James Bond stole one. And so he listened into the whole conversation. At the end, he's like, you guys should really find a better meeting spot. And they're like, oh, fuck. And then everyone that got up, because they knew they were caught,
right.
He was taking pictures of them. That's how he, like, flushed them all out. It was really good, man. That was a really good
Bond's a G,
secret society in that one. That was a good secret society, I believe.
All right, what else I got to listen to? Did you ever watch the show Heroes? You have any clue what it's about?
Yeah, they had special powers, teenage kids. One does the time travel. The one kid, the Asian kid, time travel.
Yeah, Hiro Nakamura. Yeah, he had a time travel ability. That was cool. It took him a while to get good at, but eventually he spent a whole season back in feudal Japan like a samurai.
Really? Now, the cheerleader, what'd she do?
She couldn't die.
Couldn't die.
Basically, she was like, she had healing ability. She was doing experiments in the first season to see what would happen. So she jumps off a building, gets like a giant piece of metal jabbed through her chest. She's recording it all because she's ready to throw it out, you know. I don't know. It was a pretty good show, but anyway, there was a clandestine organization known as the Company in Heroes that was tracking all this stuff. But I don't know. That show got real weird after season one. So
really,
if you watch it, stop at season one. Did you watch Prison Break?
Prison Break, yeah. If I think two seasons of it, not very much.
I loved Prison Break. It only had four seasons, and they're bringing it back. Actually, Fox
really?
Is. But they had another clandestine organization, also strangely known as the Company. But they were bent on getting to the White House and that. It was all about picking the next president.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, shit, I just...
Don't you take it.
No, go ahead. I had a really good one. It's not on this list, the one I was thinking of.
Okay, well, one of our favorites, the Dharma Initiative.
Go ahead, keep going, I just remembered.
Okay, write it down.
Yeah, right now.
Got it? Dharma Initiative.
That Dharma Initiative was definitely a secret.
From Lost, man.
Yeah, that was... I wouldn't call it a... Well, I don't know. Maybe a society because they lived...
They're part of the Hanzo Corporation.
Right, okay.
Lost.
So but not, a secret society, but not in the aspect of like Skull and Bones or Illuminati to where they
have
their...
That. Think about Widmore.
No, what I'm thinking... Yeah, I'm thinking of a society as in they have to live together. The Dharma Initiative does. They're a society
themselves.
Well,
at least on that island. That wasn't the only place the Dharma Initiative existed.
No. But they were... They were secret out everywhere in the world, but right. that was actually like their little society there.
Right. They had their own barracks and little town where they lived and worked on that island.
Secret.
But the
society.
The people that ran the Dharma Initiative wasn't Horus. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, of course not. No.
It wasn't the guy running the island, so to speak.
Wasn't Ben. Wasn't Jacob, no.
No, it was, you know, like Hanzo, the Hanzo Corporation, people looking into stuff about the numbers. Remember?
Miles' dad.
15, 16, 23, 42.
Miles' dad was a scientist, though, but he was the main
one,
right?
Yeah, he had like 19 names. Every one of the videos had a different name.
Namaste.
Yeah. And welcome to the island. This is the tape for Station 6 of the Pearl.
Yeah. I like the third one, the Hydra.
Yeah, the Hydra. What were all the stations? The Pearl.
Not Penny's Boat.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll never get them all. It's been too long. But I loved Lost. If you haven't watched Lost and you didn't want to give it a chance.
Yeah, Lost is a really good show.
Dude, if you're into paranormal
mystery.
This
guy says, you guys drinking the tap water?
Of course we're drinking the tap water.
What do you think? I got extra fluoride in mine.
You know, my pineal gland, calcified eighth inch thick all the way
around. Oh, yeah. My pineal gland's calcified like a mug.
Hey, what's going on?
So Mafia, I like that one because that is a good secret society. Pop culture and Mafia.
Everywhere.
Favorite movie ever. Well, close. Departed.
Oh, The Departed was great.
The Departed was a great movie.
That was your Irish mafias.
Yeah, that was your, it was the Sugar Hill Gang. Based on the Sugar Hill Gang, yeah.
What about Goodfellas?
Goodfellas was great. Henry Hill.
Oh, man, yeah. He was not at all like he was portrayed in the movie. You ever listen to
They kind of made him look like an idiot in the movie, really, just like some low-life podunk moron that was involved.
Okay, then that's
pretty much,
they got it right. If that's what that's
what I got from it.
If that's how you came away with it, yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah.
Oh, no, what'd you do, Dad?
He was on Howard Stern all the time, like, you know, the years before he died.
Uh-huh.
Real big drunk, just fucking an asshole loser.
Really?
Yeah, just like, oh, I was bigger than I say I am, you know what I mean? Like, he just talks so much shit.
Reliving the old glory days,
and
right?
They'd always have people, like, the other people who were involved, actually involved in shit, calling, yeah, I was there. This guy was a fucking nobody. He's a rat. He's nobody.
No shit.
Yeah, like, this rat bastard, get him off your fucking air. It was
crazy. Wow, really? They nailed his ass to the wall, huh?
Yeah.
So The Departed's a really good one. It's about, yeah, the mafia there. And it's like Leonardo DiCaprio plays an undercover cop, but... Gosh, I don't want to ruin it. If you guys haven't seen that, that's a fantastic movie.
It was great. It's based, you know, it was a
Jack Nicholson, Leo DiCaprio.
It was a remake of a Japanese movie. Did you know that?
Yeah,
like the whole storyline was a remake of a Japanese movie. I forget what it was called.
That can't be because it was based on the Sugar Hill Gang. That was a real thing.
Well, I don't see how that could be because it was taken off of a Japanese movie.
I can't get behind you on that one.
We'll fight it.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Fight it out right now. We'll do it on camera.
Anyway, Casino.
Casino was good.
That was definitely organized crime mafia type.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Everybody was in Kansas, you know, the ruling party of that mafia, just keeping it all secret out there in their deli or whatever.
I liked my favorite Joe Pesci line from a mobster movie was, you're digging the fuck. Okay, I'll dig the fucking hole. You act like I never dug a fucking hole before, and it's my first hole? Give me the fucking shovel. I'll dig the fucking hole. You know, they just killed
Pesci
the guy.
Pesci was great.
Yeah, Joe Pesci was a good mobster.
Funny how.
Yeah,
funny how.
Funny
like
how.
Funny,
like,
all right, I'm gonna.
He's like, you're a funny guy.
I'm gonna hop on Wikipedia here. See if there's anything I recognize.
Wiki.
I'm not gonna say anything on here I don't recognize. There's stuff from Batman, like the Black Glove, I never even heard of.
No.
This is it. The Brotherhood of the Cruciform Sword. That doesn't sound familiar to you?
Because
we talked
no.
about it earlier. That's those crazy guys from fucking.
Oh, that's the.
From Indiana Jones in the Temple. Or the
I am prepared to die for my beliefs, Dr. Jones.
How are you? My soul is prepared
to
die.
There it is. There it is. How's yours?
Yeah, it was the Brotherhood of the Cruciform Sword.
I guess that's what that is.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, that was a good. Those are good ones. You guys drinking the tap water. I can't believe the guy thinks we're fluorided out.
We are fluorided out. Let's see.
I don't like fluoride,
evil,
bud.
Circle the Black Thorn. The company. Oh, Controlling Chaos from Get Smart.
I don't know it.
They were just like your 60s, like Spectre, how Spectre was in Bond.
Yeah.
In Get Smart, it was Control. It was like, it meant something. C-O-N-T.
Oh, it was an acronym.
K-A-O-S, you know what I mean?
Acronym.
Yeah. Let's see. The Court of Owls was in Batman. I remember that. Dharma Initiative is on this list. It's probably where I got it in the first place.
The Sopranos.
Oh, that was a good mafia movie.
Sopranos was a good... That was not a movie, though. That was a good six-season show about a secret... I mean, that dude, that delved really deep into it. That was good.
That was more family than a mafia. I mean, it was both.
Look, man, if you're gonna, if you classify Walking Dead as a zombie show, I'm getting right in there with classifying, because you just said that it
okay,
you said before that. Multiple times it's more about the interactions that they have with the other people than actual zombies.
I rescind.
Okay, so... All right, so you no longer explain. I won that one in case you guys missed it.
Why don't you shut up? Ooh, the Talamasca from the Vampire Chronicles. You never watched the Fear, or not Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing.
The Vampire.
Yeah, but man, years and years and years ago. I don't remember a lot about it.
What was the other one, the Vampire Lestat? Oh, what was it called? The Princess. Oh, shit. Queen of the Damned. Queen of the Damned.
Oh, yeah. Princess Bride.
It had Aaliyah, remember? She died. Princess Bride.
Aaliyah.
I don't know. If you ever get into like vampires and stuff, and there was a good secret society of like ruling vampires in that called the Talamasca. That was pretty good.
Really?
Warehouse 13. Did you watch that show?
Nope.
That
Sci-Fi.
Was on Sci-Fi Channel, right. But it was pretty good.
I didn't have it when it came out. I didn't have Sci-Fi Channel when it came out.
So the premise of that show is, remember all the relics throughout history? They are all actually magical.
Really?
And there is an organization that's been around since the beginning of time that has been collecting these things up and keeping them safe from people, and they call them the warehouses. The one that this show was on was based on the 13th warehouse. It was operated out of like Utah or someplace like that out in the desert. There was one over in the desert in Egypt. It was like Warehouse 2. It's as old as the pyramids. But they'd have shit like Houdini's cape or something like that.
And it was actually a real like relic?
Right. It would give you powers when you use it. Or like Nikola Tesla's actual death ray. It was really good. You should check that show out sometime. I think it had 4 or 5 seasons. I'm not sure how it ended. I probably meant to come back after season 3.
Hey, this is a little off topic, but what's the telephone booth in Doctor Who for?
That is called, what's it called?
Who Hubs.
Well, I forget what it's called, but I've watched the show several times too. It's this time machine / spaceship / house. He goes into it and he flies around. He goes into interdimensional, go through time, just travel. What the fuck is that called? Let me look at it.
It's a hub, some sort of hub, right?
No. Doctor Who. TARDIS. The TARDIS. And that stands for something, too. Let me see what it stands for here. TARDIS.
It's short for tartar sauce.
Time and relative dimension in space. What was cool about that, you never watched Harry Potter either. Mm. They had tents in Harry Potter that were like, look like a tent on the outside, but when you go inside, it's fucking giant.
Oh, yeah?
That's the way the TARDIS is. When you step inside there, you're inside of his big-ass compound.
So much like the Emilio Estevez's trailer from the Loaded Weapon 1 movie where it was just like a trailer and he walked in and it was
Loaded
an entire
Weapon
mansion.
One. That movie was awesome.
Yeah, Loaded Weapon. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember it. They had John Lovitz. He kept dying but didn't die.
Samuel L. Jackson was in there, too.
Oh, yeah. He played the Murtaugh character.
Yeah.
You never watched Always Sunny, did you?
A little bit of it. A few episodes,
they
but not a lot.
They did Lethal Weapon 5 and 6. It's so good. Because they got Frank, Danny DeVito plays the bad guy. He's like running the Indian casino.
She tells us TARDIS.
Thank you, Janine.
Yeah.
I just can't get into that Doctor Who. But anyway.
A lot of people love it.
What was I talking about? Always Sunny.
Yeah.
They do the Lethal Weapon 5 and 6. So at the beginning of it, Dennis is playing Riggs and Mac is playing Murtaugh, but he's doing it in blackface, complete blackface. Halfway through the halfway through the filming, they switch. And then it's Dennis is playing him like, just, come on, Riggs. It's great, man. You have to watch that show. They're messed up. So they did like Lethal Weapon 5 in like season 5 or 6, and then like season 10, they went ahead and did Lethal Weapon 6. It was great.
Really?
Those guys are funny.
Always Sunny was a good show. That was very funny.
It's my number one show of all time.
Really?
Of all time. My favorite show. You know what my number 1.5 show is, and I can't even call it number 2?
What?
And it's only 2 seasons in, Rick and Morty, man. I love that show.
Really?
It's my 1.5th favorite show.
Damn it, man. What about, well, I mean, since you've got KKK here as a secret society, what do we know about that in pop culture? KKK is pretty prominent everywhere. I mean, you got the American History X movie, which really wasn't so much KKK.
Aryans, though. It counts.
Aryans.
Any of the Aryans.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we didn't talk about, too, is like all the prison secret societies. You know what I mean?
Like prison gangs, yeah.
Or even gangs out on the street.
Yeah, because that's a secret society.
Bloods ain't fucking around.
No, they got...
Yeah, dude, I'll do some blood.
I'm just saying, man. It's
we better
backwards.
Not do that. Yeah. Crips are going to take us out. I don't care. East Coast, West
Coast.
We
were neutral, man. We're black here. We were black colors. We don't have no red, no blue. You
it's
know
true.
I mean?
I got a gray shirt on.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Maroon.
Yeah.
Screwed.
And for whatever reason, my shirt's coming out of my sleeve. Anyway, man, we're starting to do that thing.
No, but that was a good point, though. The gangs inside of prisons, even gangs outside of prisons, are secret societies. If you look at it by the very definition of a secret society, where they have an agenda, and what was it there?
Same thing as mafia.
Yeah, they're publicly known. You know what? But
this is the same thing how you don't accept the KKK as a secret society. It's like gangs are to the mafia as KKK is to the Illuminati, so to speak.
You think I mean? So?
Because it's like lower level, not as organized. It's the redneck version of that thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're putting the mafia on the same level as the Illuminati, or comparable at least.
I'm just saying, it's like in the same realm. It's a comparison up that makes the first one seem like not as good and not valid, because the, you know, the higher level one's such an extreme example of the situation.
No, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't got much left on the secret societies, bud.
Yeah, me either.
If you guys get an invitation to the Bilderberg group, please go so that we can come back and tell us what goes on there, because I'm pretty interested in that. I don't know. There's got to be somebody out there that's like rich and powerful that listens to the stream.
Ooh, there was one.
Or that listens to the podcast.
I made sure to write down is IMDb has a list of the top 10 movies with the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the easiest ones to find, so I figured I'd list those off real quick. Mississippi Burning, William Dafoe, Gene Hackman. That was about two FBI guys who, there were some like civil rights people that got kidnapped and they disappeared, and they were down there to, you know, find out what happened to these civil rights people down in Mississippi, where, you know how it is down in the South.
I do. I would almost consider the Federal, sorry to interrupt you, but I would almost consider the Federal Reserve a secret society, because they answer to no one. They have agendas. They're publicly known. They're not federal. I would almost consider the Federal Reserve a secret society.
I don't know, man. That close. Seems, that's just kind of a push.
I mean, I might be reaching, but it's as good as KKK.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
They don't have a uniform.
That guy says righto. Righto.
Warcraft 2.
Yeah, righto.
Did you ever see Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I am a man.
Yeah, but did you see it?
Of course. Of Constant Sorrows, yeah.
Yeah,
he's bona fide.
No,
I don't remember the KKK in there, though.
Yeah, they were there. Twilight Zone? Remember Twilight Zone, the movie?
Yeah.
Remember the guy that ended up in the car, or the train to like one of the concentration camps?
He was flipping
through time. One of them, he transferred into the 50s.
He was hiding in that swamp from the Klan members. Yeah, I do remember that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. All these other movies on the IMDb list are ones I never heard of, so Google it. You can find them. I won't waste your time right now.
Why?
Why? Why would you just read off a list?
Because this is Sunday.
What do they got to do? Well, they might be listening to this on Thursday.
Mm.
Good point. Anyway, let's kill it. One thing I want to do real quick is talk about lineupmedia.fm. If you guys are into podcasts.
What's that? What's lineupmedia.fm?
Oh, you shill. If you're into podcasts, which a lot of you are listening, obviously are, go to lineupmedia.fm. It's our parent network. We've got shows on everything there. Let me bring up the list. We got shows about MMA, which our big show is Lineup MMA. It's hosted by Sean Wheelock, who's the former announcer for Bellator MMA.
That's right. That's right.
Joe Warren, who is a former Bellator fighter and champion, and Ben Askren, who is the current ONE Fighting Championship 170 champ. So that's pretty
really
cool. Yeah. Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, it's another show I'm on. If you can't get enough of me, go to OchoMan.com.
Oh, my word.
Let's see. We got...
Girls, Girls, Girls?
Girls, 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 if you're into women's issues. I've never really listened to it, but they talk about a lot of women's stuff. You know, women empowerment.
I could, yeah.
We got the Empowered Woman podcast coming on. We got a lot of women's issue podcasts, so that's a big thing we do. Lineupmedia.fm. Check it out. Go through our big catalog of shows. You got something for everybody.
This one's the best.
We are pretty much the best.
We are pretty much. I would think we are the best.
All right, guys.
And I'm not biased.
You are biased.
Okay, maybe just a little, but we're still the best.
Ooh, we got a new one starring the Ocho Man called the Cowboys Podcast. If you're into football and the Cowboys, that's a good one.
Jay says he got his invite to the Bilderberger last week, and the Feds.
The Bilderberger?
Feds are definitely a secret society. And I don't care if you want to say Federal Reserve or just the federal government in general. Federal government's as good as a secret society.
Well, think about
They don't tell anybody shit.
Yeah, but it's because the government has so many members that are in secret societies. You can't be like all these members of secret societies are all also in another deeper secret society.
Yeah, but who knows the rules of that? Is there any rule stating that you can't be in two secret societies at once?
I'd like to say objection speculation. That's kind of our thing.
Right.
So, all right, let's end it on that.
I think you could be in two secret societies at once.
You could be. All right, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Hey,
keep an eye on our Facebook page.
Give us some feedback at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. Email us. Facebook, Twitter. We're all over the place. Reviews.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook. That's where we let out our topic for the next week. We make all of our announcements on Facebook. And
we try to be funny. We try to be funny on Facebook. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes we get some decent content through there.
I'm trying to say that's how you can get a hold of us. That's how you can get a hold of us.
Where?
Facebook.com.
What's that?
Surreal Talk. You shut up. All right. We'll catch you all next week.
Facebook might be another government side program there, I'm telling you.
I doubt that. Anyway, catch you next week.
Have a good one.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.